Defining challenging behavior. Causes, triggers and examples. Challenging behavior, or behavior that challenges, is an instinctive emotional reaction or a form of communication when a person feels overwhelmed by external stimuli. Sometimes, a specific sound, light or surrounding event might cause an outburst of emotions, thoughts, or expressions that a person will try to communicate in their own way. Learn the causes, types and factors of challenging behavior and how to find humanized care and support in moments of crisis. What is challenging behavior? Challenging behavior is a behavior of such intensity or frequency that affects the quality of life or the physical safety of an individual and those around them. It is a form of communication that expresses a person's emotions, desires, or unmet needs. Behavior that challenges appear in a range of different forms and stems from various factors, including personal and emotional, physical, biological, social, and environmental life experiences. People who exhibit challenging behavior experience difficulties expressing their needs, desire for attention or communication, and physical or emotional pain. Also, they may struggle to understand and interpret interactions in their social settings. Understanding challenging behavior is essential for everyone. Frequently, these behaviors pose difficulties in the individual's personal, social, or educational and can impact those around them. Therefore, it can unfortunately result in reactions that can be restrictive and lead to exclusion from the community. Challenging behavior in health and social care. In health and social care, behaviors that challenge often go hand in hand with neurodevelopmental differences and mental health challenges. Recognizing and understanding challenging behaviors as a form of communication rather than a behavior of concern is essential. Therefore, managing challenging behavior requires a holistic, person-centered and humanized approach and focusing on identifying triggers and providing proactive solutions. Challenging behavior may be common for people who experience the following neurological or neurodevelopmental differences, including autism attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, learning disability dementia. Very often, behavior that challenges affects a person's daily life functioning as well as their relationships with family, friends, or at school. For that purpose, Nurseline Community Services is here to meet your urgent and complex care needs in moments of crisis. Providing consistency and an outcome-based approach is crucial in supporting challenging behavior, and that is what our team is wholeheartedly committed to. With our highly trained professionals in Positive Behavior Support, PBS, we can support your loved one in the journey towards independence and a fulfilled life. Challenging behavior types and examples. Every one of us is different, with diverse reactions and behavior. Behavior that challenges can take many forms, including verbal, nonverbal, and physical forms of behavior. The frequency and duration of outbursts or withdrawal from social interactions may indicate the level of support required. Verbal challenging behavior. Verbal challenging behavior is a way for people to communicate their needs, desires, or pain. People may shout, scream, or use threatening language. Verbal challenging behavior can take many forms, including shouting, screaming, arguing, name-calling, threatening, using inappropriate or offensive language. It's important to understand that these actions are not meant to hurt you. It's a form of expressing distress. Nonverbal challenging behavior. Nonverbal behavior that challenges can manifest in a range of different ways and is often a coping mechanism for emotional or physical pain and distress. Some examples of nonverbal challenging behaviors include destructiveness, social withdrawal, eating inedible objects, swinging arms, pacing. This behavior may affect a person's daily life functioning, social communication, and school focus. Physical challenging behavior. Physical aggression is a common example of challenging behavior, which occurs when the person feels overwhelmed or overstimulated. Although it may be difficult to recognize and understand the triggers, physical behavior challenges can be prevented by using proactive PBS solutions. Examples of physically challenging behaviors include hitting themselves or other people, hair pulling, kicking, biting, throwing things. With positive behavior support, people can learn healthy communication skills. What causes challenging behavior? Challenging behavior can arise from various factors, and it's important to remember that it's a complex and individualized experience. Here are some common causes of behavior that challenges. Communication difficulties. If a person is unable to communicate their needs, desires, or frustrations effectively, they might engage in challenging behaviors as a way of expressing themselves unmet needs. This can include basic needs like hunger, thirst, or the need for sleep, as well as more complex emotional or social needs such as a need for attention, sensory input, or autonomy sensory sensitivities. Some individuals may have heightened sensitivities to sensory stimuli, like light, sound, touch, or smell, which can lead to discomfort or distress, potentially resulting in challenging behavior, physical discomfort or pain. If a person is in pain or experiencing discomfort, they may exhibit challenging behaviors to express their distress, emotional distress. Feelings of frustration, anxiety, fear, or anger can lead to challenging behaviors, especially if the person lacks the skills to express these emotions healthily. Cognitive challenges. Individuals with certain cognitive or developmental differences might not be able to understand or process situations and emotions the same way as others. This can lead to frustration and challenging behaviors. Environmental factors. An environment that is overstimulating, chaotic, or not structured to meet the individual's needs can contribute to challenging behavior. Lack of social skills. Some individuals may not have developed adequate social skills to navigate interactions with others, which can lead to misunderstandings, frustration, and challenging behaviors. Reinforcement of challenging behavior. If challenging behavior leads to the individual getting what they want, e.g., attention, a preferred item, they may be more likely to repeat that behavior in the future. Learning and modeling. Some challenging behaviors can be learned or modeled after observing others, especially when these behaviors seem to yield positive outcomes. Mental health issues. Difficulties like anxiety, depression, or other mental health challenges can contribute to challenging behavior. Trauma or past experiences. Previous traumatic experiences can lead to challenging behaviors to cope with or express the impact of those experiences. It's important to approach challenging behavior with empathy, patience, and a true desire to understand the underlying causes. This often involves working with professionals, such as therapists, counselors, or behavior analysts, who can provide targeted support and interventions. Functions of challenging behavior. Challenging behavior serves various functions or purposes for individuals who exhibit it. These functions can vary from person to person and situation to situation. Typical functions include communication, expressing needs and emotions, escape or avoidance of undesirable situations, gaining control, seeking attention, and obtaining tangible rewards. Understanding these functions is crucial for developing effective strategies to address the underlying needs and teach more adaptive behaviors. Social attention. Individuals who engage in challenging behaviors may seek social attention as a primary function. These behaviors can serve as a means to gain the attention of caregivers, peers, or others around them. In many cases, people with a learning disability may behave in a challenging way to say they're here and willing to participate in a conversation or an activity. Communication. Some individuals resort to challenging behaviors when they face difficulty expressing themselves verbally or non-verbally. These behaviors may serve as a way to convey their needs, feelings, or distress to others. Understanding this aspect is crucial for caregivers and professionals to find alternative, more effective means of communication and address the underlying issues prompting the challenging behavior. This might involve teaching alternative communication methods or improving existing ones. Escape, avoidance. Escape and avoidance are common functions of challenging behavior. When faced with uncomfortable, overwhelming, or undesirable situations, individuals may resort to challenging behaviors to escape or avoid those circumstances. This can include withdrawing from an overstimulating environment or avoiding specific tasks or interactions. This function is common in people with learning disabilities, autism, or ADHD. Recognizing this function is crucial in developing strategies to create more nurturing and supportive environments. Feeling unwell, in pain. When feeling unwell or in pain, people with a learning disability, autism, or ADHD might behave in a challenging way. Sometimes, that's the only way they know to communicate their feelings, inner struggles, or current physical pain. What is the cycle of challenging behavior? Challenging behavior often follows a distinct cycle. It typically begins with an antecedent, which is a triggering event or situation. This is followed by the behavior itself, where the individual responds to the antecedent. The behavior leads to consequences, which can either reinforce or discourage the behavior from occurring again. Understanding this cycle is crucial in identifying triggers and implementing proactive strategies to support individuals in managing their behaviors more positively and adaptively. Trigger. The antecedent or the initial trigger to the challenging behavior could be an event, situation, or circumstance that the individual finds distressing or challenging. Antecedents can vary widely, such as demands placed on the person, sensory overstimulation, or unmet needs. Escalation. Escalation in challenging behavior refers to the progression or intensification of disruptive or problematic actions exhibited by an individual. It often follows a pattern, starting with early signs of distress or agitation and culminating in more severe and potentially harmful behaviors. Crisis. A crisis in challenging behavior refers to a situation where an individual's behavior reaches a significantly heightened and potentially dangerous level. This can involve severe aggression, self-injury, or other behaviors that pose an immediate risk to the individual or others. During a crisis, caregivers and professionals must prioritize safety for everyone involved. This may include implementing de-escalation techniques, ensuring a calm and controlled environment, and, if necessary, seeking immediate professional help or intervention. After the crisis, it's important to conduct a thorough assessment to understand the triggers and factors that led to the crisis to develop more effective preventive strategies for the future. Recovery. Recovery from challenging behavior refers to the process of returning to a state of calm and equilibrium after a crisis or escalation. It involves helping individuals regain control over their emotions and behaviors and re-establishing a sense of safety and well-being. Recovery strategies often include providing a supportive and structured environment, implementing calming techniques, offering opportunities for self-expression. Preventing and management of challenging behavior. Preventing and managing challenging behavior is crucial for an individual's well-being and quality of life. Prevention involves creating a supportive environment, addressing unmet needs, and teaching effective communication and coping skills. This includes structured routines, clear expectations, and providing appropriate sensory input. In the event of challenging behavior, a well-planned management strategy is essential. This may involve de-escalation techniques, ensuring the safety of everyone involved, and offering alternative, more adaptive ways to express needs or emotions. Consistent positive reinforcement for desirable behaviors also plays a vital role. Ongoing assessment and adjustment of strategies are key to promoting long-term success. By focusing on prevention and effective management, individuals can lead more fulfilling lives while minimizing the occurrence of challenging behaviors. Implementing PBS approach in challenging behavior management. Positive behavior support is an evidence-based approach used to manage behaviors that challenge and improve the quality of life of people with complex care needs and mental health needs. PBS is based on the human rights model of care, implementing proactive and person-centered strategies to identify and prevent the triggers of challenging behavior. The goal of the PBS technique is to promote independence and self-awareness by creating a nurturing and safe environment where individuals can thrive and reach their full potential. At Nurseline Community Services, we are dedicated to creating an urgent, well-developed and tailored PBS plan with the help of our in-house speech and language therapists and PBS specialists. Our team is skilled in creating positive and adaptive care plans where every individual can express their skills, strengths and talents, fostering positive communication and reducing the potential for challenging behavior. How Nurseline Community Services can help. Families turn to Nurseline Community Services. Due to our fast response, high-quality services and consistent care teams that lead to positive outcomes for the people we serve. Our experienced clinicians have a deep understanding of challenging behavior and are trained to approach any situation with immense compassion, empathy, and a result-driven strategy. If your or your loved one's quality of life is affected by challenging behavior, our team can create an environment where they can identify the unmet needs causing these types of behaviors. We deliver CQC-regulated services across the UK, with offices in Bristol, Birmingham and Gloucester. Contact us today for a personalized and outcome-based approach that prioritizes the well-being of your loved one.